Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the show. I'm Jason Whitlock, and I'll tell you why Tom Brady is full of it.
I'm Colin Cowherd, and I'll tell you why Aaron Rodgers should not want to be a Packer for life. Speak for yourself on a Friday starts right now.
Why wouldn't you want to be a Packer for life?
I'll give you about four different
All right, hello and welcome. We're joined today by two Super Bowl champs, Ray Lewis and Eric Davis. Let's start in New England, where Tom Brady addressed the media at training camp this morning and talked about a wide range of issues, including what the future holds for him now that he's hit 40.
I've never thought about not playing. So, at least till my mid-40s, I said. So that's a pretty good goal in and of itself. And then we'll see when I get there. You know, but it's been so fun. Football's been such a rewarding part of my life. And, you know, I fell in love with the game when I was young, and I'm still in love with it today. It was my, you know, outside of my family, my first love. And to get here and come out and play with the teammates that I do and the coaches and represent this team and organization has been a dream come true. So, you know, I'm a long ways from California, but, you know, I made this my home, and I love coming out here and practicing and getting ready to play.
Cowherd, do you believe Brady will play into his mid-40s?
No, I think eventually Belichick will make a decision, and Bill Walsh had to make this decision, and the great coaches and the great COs make those tough decisions. And as much as Belichick loves him, Belichick realizes that you have to, in football, move on from everybody. And I think there's a lot of things. You've touched on Giselle. I think wives have a great deal of pull. And I think, listen, we've seen Bill, and Tom's closer to Bill than anybody. But in the end, Bill's DNA is it's team first. And I think he's got 1 or 2 years left. You're not going to pay $40 million a year for quarterbacks. And Garoppolo's a year out from getting a franchise tag.
But you are suggesting that Tom is saying, I'm going to play for the New England until my mid-40s.
Exactly.
Tom is saying, you know, he may play longer. But I tend to agree with you. I think he's on borrowed time, and I think Giselle is in control of that clock. I'm going to stand by it that this year when they win the Super Bowl, this is going to be it for Tom Brady. Listen, some guys run their house. Some guys run around the house. And a guy that runs
around the
house talks the way Tom was just talking. This is why he likes playing football, because he doesn't run his house. He does run the football field, and he can talk in this delusional manner. And Giselle can't
how
do
you going to put this man in slippers?
How you put this man in slippers?
You need
your medicine.
I'm going
to give
you
no medicine.
If y'all were married to Giselle, y'all be running around the house, too.
You
need your medicine. Go ahead.
You know what? Why would I not believe him? Why? Right. What in his game, you say he's going to retire after the Super Bowl. Why not after the last Super Bowl? Okay, what in his game is showing me that he's slowing down? Mm. Okay, 28-2, 36-7, 33-9. Those are his numbers, touchdowns to interceptions the last couple of years. The league is set up. The system is set up. His offensive system is set up. His offensive receiving core is set up for him to stand in the pocket and keep getting those numbers. Why would he walk away from it? His game is not about him running around. Right. It's not about throwing the ball down the field with this super strong arm. It's intermediate passes, getting the ball out of his hand. It's set up for him to continue playing.
He has a plan to continue playing. Like I don't get why we keep saying Belichick is going to push him out. You don't push out rings. Who pushes away rings?
Thank you.
If you keep winning rings, you ain't changing nothing, but you're going to keep adding to that, right?
One more thing in that. Let me see. He said that he hasn't even thought about retiring yet, okay?
denial.
What? No, no. I'm telling you what, man. My rookie year.
I didn't think about it either.
My rookie year with Jerry Rice, and I thought he said something crazy because I'm a rookie. He was in year five, and I asked him how long he planned on playing, and he said, "I'm going to go 15, and then I'll start thinking about it, you know, year to year after that." And I'm like, "What? 15 years? He's thinking 15. This guy is saying, at 45, I'll start thinking about it. I believe him.
Now, but let me just throw this out there, though. I think Belichick's given us a little bit of a tell. Belichick was always never trade up, pick accumulator. I mean, that was Bill forever. Mm-hmm. Like, they just accumulate picks.
Right.
You're always like, how did they get 32 picks? In the last 2 years, Bill's given them away for players. Bill's telling you.
It's a going away party.
It's a going away party.
Not if you win, though.
No, but I'm
not
saying.
If you win.
But Bill's.
That's the best kind of party.
No.
I can vouch for that one.
That's the best kind of party.
But look at those guys. They're greedy. They could have walked away this year. Yeah. They're going to keep trying to get it. They're doing something that no one has ever done.
Ever done.
By the way, this is actually Tom Brady every year they've taken a picture at him. I will say this. This is the one thing I'll say. When you go to Tom Brady and you watch every year, he actually looks bizarrely young for his age. His last picture, he looks his best. He has taken such, and I think Giselle deserves credit. Giselle's a supermodel. She's about lifestyle. I think she has really, they become obsessive both about lifestyle. I will say this, he is the youngest 40. 40 years old is old in pro sports. Tom is 34. Going on 41.
Did Giselle learn how to do hair transplants?
Come on.
I'm just looking at it
right now.
I can see.
That is a cheap shot.
Indeed. That's not a cheap shot. I can see.
Look. I will say this.
I didn't see it until right now.
Not everybody ages well. I did some homework on Cowherd earlier.
Oh, God. Come on.
It was started bad and it just stayed bad.
You know, I should have never gone to that hair piece in my 20s. To the Cowboys, who topped the Cardinals in last night's Hall of Fame game, but the biggest story for Dallas remains Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke has had several incidents this offseason and could still face a suspension over accusations of domestic violence. Even still, Jerry Jones has taken a very understanding approach with his young star.
I know firsthand what it's like for Zeke to go out in public. It's like a rock star. It's almost uncontrollable. That's a challenge. That'd be a challenge for anyone. He's got to learn to basically meet that challenge. It's been my experience that when players have that type of attention, create that type of dynamic, they learn. They'll hit that hot stove two or three times, but then they'll quit touching it.
I love him. Whitlock, do you have an issue with Jerry continually making excuses?
Listen, I think if he were talking about a different player on the Cowboys, that would sound like an excuse to me. But as it relates to Zeke Elliott, it's not an excuse. It's just facts. This is a guy that's got to put his hand on the stove multiple times. The reason why I say that is because I was a guy that had to put his hands on the stove multiple times. My brother never got spanked. Never did anything wrong. Every day I was in trouble. And it took over and over. You know, I had to learn you got a hard head, makes a soft behind. That was my mother and father's number one saying. And so I was a guy, had to touch the stove, and then I learned. That's the same with Zeke.
What's interesting about Jerry, like, this is his brand. This is who he is. Not even brand. This is what Jerry is. This is his DNA. He's forgiving. Eddie DeBartolo, forgiving. Certain guys are. Mm-hmm. And I think, actually, this is a really appealing thing to other owners. We've all had a friend like this. Like, he takes chances, and you're like, well, that didn't work. You know what I mean? We've all had a friend like that. Jerry's the owner that pushes the boundaries, and the other owners go, oh, that didn't get much pushback. We can do that, too, here in Jacksonville. There is a value to Jerry. Now, in this instance with domestic violence, you have to be very, very careful. But I kind of think part of Jerry's type is he is the league's boundary pusher. And sometimes on these player issues.
He may be, but to better the player is to better the man. Like a lot of guys don't become a better player until they 100% understand how better I must be as a man. If this kid with the talent he has while he's young, grows up, we may see one of the greatest running backs we've ever seen of all time.
Yeah, he's special.
But if he doesn't, his resume will not only get him out of the game, but it will make sure endorsements and all of those other things that comes with being great brings along with it. So whether Jerry is making excuses or not, I won't put it totally on Jerry. I want to put it on Ezekiel and people really close to him to say, if you know that this man, whatever problem you know he has, if you're not friend enough to stand up to him and say, bro, listen to me. There's some routes you're taking that I promise you they don't last long.
Yeah.
Nobody beats the path that he's making right now. Yeah. Nobody beats that path. I don't care how great you are.
Ray, but what you're saying is exactly what Jerry's doing.
Yeah.
Jerry, now first, do I have an issue with Jerry doing this? No, because why would I have an issue with Jerry being Jerry? This is who he is.
Right.
He's shown this is who he is, okay? Right. And what he's saying, burn your hand a couple of times.
Yeah.
And learn from it.
Yeah.
So you're saying he needs to grow up. Jerry's saying, I'm going to allow him to grow up. I'm not going to say that I don't have your back. I'm not going to say I'm going to kick you off my team. I'm not going to say you need to be suspended. I'm going to let you be a grown man. Yeah. And you're going to learn that all those things that you're talking about can be lost. He's got to figure that out for himself. That's who Jerry has always been. That's why I say all this stuff. His star players, he talked about the rock star status. His rock star players, he's going to treat differently because he knows he has to, but he lets them do it.
I want to add this. Jerry's doing Zeke different than he did Dez Bryant. He hired a team of people to work with Dez.
Different personality?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. Guys are different, and Zeke's going to have to learn from burning his hands. But I agree with Ray in the sense that Jerry's, to me, is doing the right things for him and the Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel's parents, cousins, aunties, uncles.
Zeke.
They need Zeke. They need to be in his tail.
But we're parents here, almost all of us. I can teach a lot. Maturity's
hard. I'm happy, man. Keep going.
Maturity is hard to teach. My son had a biting stage and a tantrum stage. And I would tell his mom, let's just give it about 4 months, and he grew out of all the stages. Like, I can teach him math, and I can teach him grammar. You can't teach maturity. Sometimes young people have to grow out of their issues.
You know what? This is one other thing, too, that we have to think about this. Maybe Jerry is privy to some information that happened in this case that we don't know about, and he's animate about staying on his side.
Yeah.
Also, the fight that happened, the bar fight and all this stuff, nothing came from that. Mm-hmm. Maybe Zeke didn't do anything. There's this assumption now that he's guilty of everything.
Right,
and
right.
Jerry may be saying, yeah, I see, understand how you're going to be treated. You're going to be a target. You're going to be noticed. Yeah.
That can watch on the choices, though, who you associate yourself with.
And whether you say what you say, he's going to take time or whatever, as quickly as his resume is adding up off the field, that time may be coming sooner than later.
Welcome back, Ray Lewis, Eric Davis. Here we go. Let's move to Miami, where reportedly Ryan Tannehill might need season-ending surgery after going down in practice yesterday. Head coach Adam Gase says backup Matt Moore is the quarterback right now, but reportedly he's already contacted Jay Cutler. And there is still speculation that Colin Kaepernick could end up in Miami. Whitlock, who's a better fit, Cap, Cutler?
Jay Cutler, without question. He's got some history with Case. Look, Jay Cutler has one of the best arms, Jay Cutler has one of the best arms in the NFL. And, yes, he's got some personality issues, but he's still got a really live arm, a short-term basis. Splitting time with Matt Moore or whatever is a much better fit than taking on the newsworthiness, the baggage of Colin Kaepernick.
Not all cities in the NFL are the same. Miami's an event town more than a sports town. They got a beach, and they have options. When Tannehill gets hurt, it feels like season over.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in Matt Moore, Kaepernick, season's still over.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in Cutler, it feels like that's a starter. That's 210 career touchdown passes. To my base, fans matter, Cutler feels bigger to me. And I think this isn't Green Bay, where they're selling out the stadium regardless. This isn't Buffalo without much to do. This is Miami. And I think Cutler feels like the fan base would go, all right, we got a starting quarterback. Remember, Jay's 34. If Jay walks into the room tomorrow, he's got one of the five best arms in the league. He's 34 years old. He's not Romo. I mean, I would take Romo over everybody because I feel like he feels big. But Cutler's 34 years old.
You know, whether Adam Gase and Cutler had this relationship, it always comes back to the locker room. It always comes back to the player's perspective. And so Matt Moore puts them in a comfort zone place. They know what they get. They know exactly what they get. This is the same guy that played in the playoff game last year with them. He's tough. He's smart with the football. They have enough weapons to put him in positions to do that. Do you want to go through this whole phase with Cutler, bringing him out of the booth and integrating him into your system and now saying, does your personality fit with the Dolphins? That's what the wild card is here. I don't think it's about necessarily if whoever it is. I think it's who fits. Who fits personality-wise when they walk into the locker room when the team says, that's who we're riding with?
Doesn't Matt Moore feel like, though, you're going to be 6-10?
Well, you know, short-term, Matt Moore.
Yeah.
Because he has familiarity with the offense. He's been in it. He's played games. He knows the coach. The coach knows him. The locker room knows him. Long-term, it's Cap. Mm-hmm. Why are we even mentioning Jay Cutler? Cap is a guy that we're saying he needs to tell everyone he wants to play. Jay has already said he doesn't want to play. So why do I think I want to bring him into a locker room when he already said, I don't want to play football, okay? So we're sitting here discussing, is Jay Cutler a better option? So short term, I say Matt Moore because he understands the offense. He knows what's going on. Long term, I say Cap because Matt Moore has also shown that he is a backup. Cap, and when he had his chance to start, he hasn't maxed out as high as Cap. Cap's a better player. Cap may actually max out higher than Tannehill if he was in the offense.
He actually maxes out better than both of them.
That's what I'm saying. He's a better long-term option for the Dolphins right now. But you start with Matt Moore. But why even mention Jay Cutler, who says he doesn't want to play football?
Jay Cutler says he doesn't want to play football. Cap shows me I'm not sure he wants to play football. He hasn't talked in a year.
So he hasn't talked in a year, but everyone that he's talked with that has something to do with football, they haven't come out of the meeting saying he doesn't want to play.
If Cutler had been given an opportunity to start somewhere in the league, I don't think he would have retired.
And he hasn't been given an opportunity.
Well, he might in Miami get a chance to play and come out of retirement.
He get
Adam
a chance
Gase
to be the backup.
Already talked to him.
He'd be the backup because that's going to be...
Cutler only went to TV when he didn't get a starting offer.
Right.
Because he sat in the pool for a couple weeks. Couldn't I make an argument that this is just like he held out for a week?
But I'm still not supposed to trust him when he says he doesn't want to play. But I'm supposed to assume that Cap doesn't want to play.
Look, every time I see Cutler on the field, he looks like he doesn't want to play. I've been on the record with that. His body language and all that other stuff.
Wait, this is the other thing, too. At what point, I'm hearing what you're saying, Jay Cutler. I like Jay, okay? But at what point has Jay been the guy that's going to sell tickets? That's what he said. It's like the fan base all of a sudden is going to rally around and
Jay
say, could win we got a shot.
No, Jay could win more. With Adam Gase, Jay put up a Pro Bowl year.
With Adam Gase, and you know what? And that Lightning, that he had his best year.
Best year.
So the Lightning in a bottle. You expect that was his career year. You expect it to happen again?
Eric, well, the guys are working together again.
Eric, you're a cornerback. You would have some fear of Jay Cutler's arm over Cap, Matt Moore,
You know what? What I know that is Jay Cutler at some point is going to throw one in my chest. I've seen him do it too many times. I know that. That's what Jay Cutler does. He turns the ball over. When did he not?
Well, he plays the position where you're going to turn the ball over.
Well, you just asked me I'd be afraid of him. No, I'd be ready to pad my chest. He'd send me back to the Pro Bowl.
To a couple other quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. On the day Brady turned 40, Rodgers was asked if he saw his career lasting as long as the Patriots legend and said he thinks it's realistic but hopes he can finish his career where it started.
And seeing some of my favorite players growing up finishing up now or have finished up in the last two or three years, the Derek Jeters, the Kobe Bryants, the Tim Duncans, you know, doing it their entire career at one place, I think it's pretty special. So, again, I'm a realist as well. You know, I have to play well. Team has to want to bring me back. But, you know, obviously I'd like to finish things here where we started.
Good plan there. Should he want to finish his career in Green Bay?
Not really. I don't get it. I've never understood why NBA guys have leverage and they're moving all over the place, and NFL quarterbacks have leverage and they never leave. let me give you a chart to look at. Like, I understand Brady's stand because he got a coach. They give him offensive lines. Here's how many times in his career they've given him a legitimate defense. One of those years he won a Super Bowl. These are his contemporaries. Green Bay has not furnished him with equal talent. If you didn't give LeBron talent, he skips town. If you don't give Kevin Durant talent, he skips town. Well, who in America outside of an NBA star has leverage? Quarterbacks. He's the best quarterback in football. You got to meet Aaron Rodgers halfway on this thing. He's carrying this franchise. It's like Andrew Luck. What's the hurry to re-sign? Get me players. I have to score 28 a week to win.
The guy likes his head coach. The guy likes the franchise he's in. It's a historic franchise. There is great value in establishing a brand in a city and putting together a 15-year career. There's great value in that. Works for him post-career as well.
More value winning Super Bowls. Give me a defense. He won a Super Bowl. How many Brady Super Bowls he have? Joe Montana Super Bowls without a great defense. The bigger brand is getting to the Super Bowl. That's why Peyton goes to Denver, gets another Super Bowl. He won his Super Bowl with Indy with the best defense. Nobody can carry it. Who could have won that many games last year with that Green Bay defense?
Peyton wouldn't have left Indy if not for the neck.
But he
had no choice. They ran him out of the building. Peyton wouldn't have left. I'm gonna let the guy that played on one team talk right.
Yeah,
now.
Because I mean, look, I want to see him finish in Green Bay. Why? A lot of people think for the moment that you're in. When you're where Aaron is at a place saying, what does the next 20 years look like when I'm done playing? Not what the next 3 years looks like. Me walking in Baltimore? Really? That's the conversation you want to have. That's the conversation Aaron Rodgers is looking for. That's the conversation Tim Duncan has. Kobe Bryant. Like, these guys stay home and they will forever be connected to one city, one franchise. That's valuable by itself.
But the Yankees gave Jeter great players, and Baltimore gave you great players.
I'm so done with you.
But I mean, seriously, they got a receiver playing running back.
It took me 12 years to get back to a Super Bowl.
But you were always close.
It took me 12 years to get back to a Super Bowl, to get me back to a second Super Bowl. I wasn't finna run out because I needed better players or if I wanted a better quarterback.
And look at this. You're talking about one of the historically great franchises, okay? Whenever you write a book about football, you know there's going to be a few chapters on the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. right? This guy's a Super Bowl win away. Out of everything that you've talked about, the lack of defense and all those things, I agree. I agree with that. But he's a Super Bowl away from not being considered the best quarterback, but the best player in that franchise history. That's the way they're going to view him. He's going to eclipse all the Bart Starrs and the Brett Favres. He's going to go over everyone because he's still going to be in the middle of it throwing that pretty ball. And I think that's something he's thinking about as
Absolutely.
Well, being the best Packer ever. That actually means something.
The legacy Post means football. Way more than just jumping around talking about trying to get me a ring. I guarantee you, at the end of the day, this honest guy, I'm true. MJ, I'll never forget this, said to me, the only thing I regret is putting on another uniform. That's it.
Why are you looking at me like
because,
that?
Because, Colin, you don't see, I would love to still be a sports writer in Kansas City.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I cried on air the day I had to leave Kansas City and leave the Kansas City Star. That was a big part of my
Special,
brand.
Man.
Why'd you leave?
I can't get into it. But I didn't want to leave. I cried in front of everyone. Welcome back. Eric Davis is back, and we're joined now by the founder of the Big League, Jason McIntyre. Let's move to the NBA, where Steve Ballmer told ESPN today that Doc Rivers had been relieved of his front office duties after four disappointing seasons with Doc running the team. Lawrence Frank will take over control of the basketball operations, but Doc will stay on as head coach. Cowherd, do you think Doc will be able to handle this demotion?
Yeah, because he and Lawrence Frank are buddies. That's what Christine Leahy told me. So she's got good sources in the NBA. And Doc and Lawrence Frank are close, so he's still going to have, pull.
This is embarrassing. Doc's got a big ego. I don't think this is going to go well.
No shot. I don't think so, Colin. Doc is a control freak, and these guys want to control everything. He tried to run the front office and the team. It didn't work. In Boston, remember, he was a winning coach. He did well. But Danny Ainge built that team. Doc can't build a team and coach it. I feel like Jerry West is pulling the strings, if you notice, with this story today, guys. A lot about Lawrence Frank, a lot about Doc Rivers, nothing about Jerry West. He's the guy, though, that was the one who made the decision. We're keeping Blake. Adios, CP3.
Well, Jerry is a consultant on that, and I actually think this is the best opportunity for Doc to have some success. Because, he did win when Ainge was building that team, okay? He was able to coach the players and do it. He may see his error. He may see the benefit of it, and I think he's actually going to see it. He does have someone in a position that he helped get his job, okay? So Lawrence is there. They will have a working relationship. So I don't think it'll be a lot of butting heads, but I think he's going to like the fact that he doesn't have to make those decisions because it is tough to do both jobs.
Listen, Mike Holmgren was a very good football coach. He couldn't do both. It's hard.
No, it's hard.
I mean, generally speaking, you do one great, you try the second one, it doesn't work.
It'll be interesting, the details, if there's a pay cut that goes along with this. Well, seriously.
You're not anti-Doc, but you've pushed back on Doc.
Yeah, his eyes are bigger than his stomach, like most people. He's taking on more than he can actually handle. I question a little bit how great of a actual X's and O's coach
he is. Reportedly no pay cut.
Oh, no pay cut.
So he'll be okay with it.
He'll be okay with it for a year.
Less work, more money.
Come on.
Yeah,
remember, this is a team no longer with Chris Paul, okay? Danilo Gallinari just broke his hand throwing a punch in a game. He might be out at the beginning of the season. Blake Griffin may not be there at the start of the season. This idea that they're going to be like a playoff team, I'd pump the brakes on
that. Would we agree on this, though? If they don't win, like, this is a big year for Doc.
Yeah, no. If they're paying him for two jobs, he's only doing one, and he doesn't do the one job they're overpaying him for well, yeah, he's toast.
And by the way, the Lakers are going to be the real draw in L.A. No longer Doc and the Clippers. The Lakers with Lonzo.
And that means gonna be something the because the optics, if the Lakers are exciting, young, and growing, and the Clippers feel dead, that
gotta
hurts.
Gotta go.